Get everybody's attention. Andre's got a little word for us here. Listen up. Can you hear us, Rick? Rick, can you hear us over there?
Share a real life story. And, you know, because not too many times you're able to share real life. Because one, it's embarrassing. Two, it's hurtful. And my wife left 6 days ago.
For real? I mean, this is a real.
And, this is no joke.
No. I'm trying to hear.
Just telling you.
Okay, your wife left for real.
And she has a lot of things that are going on in her life, and, you know, of course, I am always to blame. So if you've ever been on that side of the blame, you know what I'm talking about. So what do you do with that? Is God still with you and for you and delight in you? And the answer is yes, yes, yes. And so I have this song for you, and then I'm going to ask you a question, because I have another situation that is on my mind, and I want to see what you guys can come up with. But I want to sing this song to you. I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
So that song, will it speak to you when you go through your trial or tribulation? For Jesus said, you will have them in this life. Candyland Christianity doesn't get to walk too far. It has a limit. And what do you have to do at the end of that limit? You have to know who holds tomorrow. And I'm going to hold on to that, and I don't know the outcome. But I know that what Jesus said, he'll be with me, and he'll be with my wife. And so, could I heal it? I don't think so. Can she heal it? I don't think so. But I know God can do something that we cannot. And so I share that only because God has always encouraged me to share the reality of what goes on in my life, because I know many, many men or people around us are going through the same thing, but they don't have the balls to share it, because it's difficult. You know, who wants to offer information that is self-incriminating to their soul? And so I just share that with you, and I know that song, the reality of that God is for us. When you read the Old Testament and you see that God's people, the Israelite nation, it tells the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you know what? We have a tendency to focus on the good because we all like good, right? And the New Testament says, think on these things that have a good report and a sound mind. But there's a whole lot of other life
that we have to go through that are difficult. Hey, when I had to bury my kid 24 years ago, any volunteers? No volunteers. But it happens, right? The reality of it, we go through things. And what does God choose then? He chooses a vehicle of faith to believe. And wherever you find this, and I'm reading through Old Testament stories, and you know, the ones who were faithful and believed God, it was counted as righteousness, like it says in Genesis, and they get to see God in person. They're looking ahead to the one who will redeem them. We, as Christians, we look behind and go, Jesus, you are wonderful. But now what do I do?
Please.
He's still wonderful. And he's still good. And he's still faithful. And I am not in comparison. But what God has done has built a relationship in my life that I know who holds tomorrow. And I'm going to stand on that no matter what goes on. No matter what. Because I know my brothers and my sisters ultimately have to do the same thing. They have to hold on to Jesus. Because you know what? Sometimes you get on that surfboard and the wave is 30 feet tall. I can't imagine how these guys come down that wave without fear. Because they know if they fall, there's a good chance they ain't coming up again. But we, as the people of God, can go forward in Jesus' name no matter what goes on. And I want to pose this question as a lady who I've been witnessing to for years, and she's Jewish. And she says, you know, in my religion, there is no hell. And so, when I get a chance, I'm going to read to her the end of chapter 66 in Isaiah, which says, verse 24, and they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. So that's one scripture verse that I've found so far that talks about the hell being present in the Old Testament. One other verse is Psalm 73. And if you guys think on things, maybe you can give me some more verses next week. Because to a Jewish person, you have to speak through the Old Testament. And when they can see that it's right there in the Word, let's read it, see it, and now believe it. And what can give us the victory over hell? And we know Jesus, right? He took away the keys of death and of hell. So this verse here, towards the end of Psalm 73. For indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. And that verse follows the song that we've sung many, many years ago. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon the earth that I desire besides thee. You guys remember that, right? My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. and then it follows about the perishing. And you know, the word perish often is translated the second death. For we will not perish. We, because if we believe, what does it say, right? John 3:16, right? We will not perish but have everlasting life. So that word perish is dying the second death away from God. So if you guys have any other things from the Old Testament that you can help me witness to this lady, praise the Lord.
I got one thing. Love conquers all.
See, but that's not, you have to show it from the scripture, from the Old Testament. And that's the key, see, because we can have our opinion, we can have our New Testament, but see, when you speak to a Jewish people, you have to speak to them on their territory. And you know what? There's enough in the Old Testament to draw from. And so.
There's a society, right, that Jewish and they have actual tracts that are all in open and stuff like that. And when we went out of countryside, basically, Pastor said, they have a spirit of stupor that they can't see, and they can't hear. So basically, they said, spend a lot of time in prayer and joint prayer and stuff, and so it opens their eyes, the Holy Spirit opens their eyes. But there's a, you'll find it, if I think if you Google
well,
it.
See,
and
they'll
have
you know,
a whole track of it.
Let me just say this, if you came up to them and you said, you know, you have a spirit of stupor.
I dated a Jewish lady, that's why.
And so,
and all the stuff is
and that's why, let's just open the word. And it's not like, you know, it's not like Jewish people even open the word.
No, they don't.
They're kind of like Catholics. Because they never open the word either. They just have the homily or the rabbi speaks. It's very, very similar.
Right.
So that's why you when I deal with Catholic people in the nursing home, I deal in their territory, and I talk all about Jesus. So and that they agree with. So it's an interesting, you know, perspective because you know, I've been challenged to ask these questions to people who are smarter than me.
They don't have Messianic Jews, is that what they're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, they already have the literature that you're probably looking
at. Yeah, but he doesn't really want literature, he wants scripture to back
right,
that,
right.
Which
well,
is what's in the literature.
That's what I mean.
Well, it's specifically, it's specifically about hell, because that was her perspective, okay? We, as the Reformed Jews, don't believe in a hell. Well, that would say that everybody goes to heaven, and that's not true.
Right.
I mean, you see, you know, these people in throughout these stories in the Old Testament, people who were good, and people who, you know, took the tent peg right through the temple. You know, that guy wasn't a good guy. I don't think he made it to heaven, you know? Especially, he had no time to repent when he was sleeping. So that's where, you know, like specific verses that talk about perishing or the destruction that God has no favorite. Because even Proverbs says, God takes no delight even in the death of the wicked. And you think about that. Well, I talked to a guy last night at the beach, and he says, pedophiles, they can't go to heaven. I says, well, yes they can, if they repent truly before God. He says, no, that's terrible. I says, no, the only unforgivable sin is your unbelief that Jesus died for your sins. That's the only one. And that's the only unforgivable, because God cannot forgive the rejection of his son. He can forgive anything else, if you ask. If you don't ask, that's hard to swallow. Because Ted Bundy, what did he do? 29 women? And when he gave his testimony, his 22-minute and he says, what's difficult for me to understand is that I know Jesus as my Savior. I know I killed 29 women. But what I struggle with is the fact that some of these women I killed are in hell forever. That's very, very deep and hard to swallow. But if it was any other way, we would have to negate the gospel.
Yes.
So,
hard to understand.
Yeah, so is Jesus enough for you? And the answer is yes, no matter where you're at. So that's where, you know, okay, this is day number 6 for me, for my wife leaving. So we're having a big family party tomorrow at my house. So I told her, I says, well, you know, because you don't want to see me, I'll be gone from 4 a.m. to 11 o'clock at night. So you can come in with the family and have your fun and things and do the house thing and everything. Because she's the one that left. And she says, okay, thank you. And you go, what do you do with that? You receive the thanks. That's what you do. You back off. You bow out. You allow God then to work through something more difficult than any one of us would care to volunteer for. I wish it was different. I wish I was different. She don't like me. I don't blame her. I don't even like myself sometimes. So what do? You gotta go back, trust Christ, day by day, one day at a time. Know that He holds tomorrow.
Elsie, you think we should continue to pray with Andre? And my wife left 36 years ago. I couldn't believe it. I said, "Well, gosh, you know, it's ordained to God and this and that." And I said, "Just believe." Got the whole church every morning at 6 o'clock praying. And I thought, you know, there wasn't adultery or anything. I said, it was just deception on both sides. So who are you? You know, this and that. We all got angry. We got confused. But I said, well, we'll just pray. We'll fast. This and this. And then when about 200 days out, I said, God, she isn't coming back. In fact, she got remarried. And I said, God, all your promises. This was ordained of you. You had dropped the oath after that. And out of the clear blue, I heard this word. You forgot one thing, Phil. The fallen state of man. So you had all, I had all the beliefs and the promises and the fasting and the prayer. I said, but the fallen state of man. Father, I thank you for Andre. He's a true believer. And he's crying out and he's saying, help. He's helped that all of our prayers are to agree, Lord.
Yes.
That's your word. And I thank you for this group that stays on the word.
Yes.
Father, there's grief here, there's hurt, there's remorse. But I ask that Jesus Christ prove to Andre that you're accepted. You're accepted in the beloved, Andre, and you couldn't have done anything. Eve was deceived. It began there. She saw something better and she wanted it. Father, we don't condemn Eve. No. She was just a woman. We don't condemn Andre's wife. We ask that she come to her right mind. Come and see the destruction, just like he shared about Bundy. He saw, his eyes were opened, that he executed these women before their time. They might not have had an opportunity to ask Jesus in life, but Jesus says every person will have that opportunity. Father, I ask that Andre's mind would rest. I'd ask that supernaturally you show him different things as his wife come back. And Father, all you ask in the Bible is that husbands love your wives. Okay? And like Fritz, I said, Fritz, how do you do it? He said, I just love him.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. I've been horrible. He was in pain. He was nagging. And what once you love, Lord, the hardest part is once something you love is now turned totally against you, an enemy. An enemy of the soul, but that's not the truth. And Father, I know Elsie's in total agreement that this marriage be maintained, that this is a testimony of what God can do. And even at this very moment, Lord, your power is greater than any satanic power. We break the power of the lies of Satan. Satan, you are bound. Al believes it, Lenny believes it, MC, Richard believes it, Joe, Alan here, got those people over there. We are all in agreement that she come in the right mind. Because we've all come under that influence. We've all been deceived. Father, it isn't that she hates Andre, she hates the Jesus in her. This is his trial. Father, this is for your glory. This will be healing. Fritz, it was for God's glory. She came back to her right mind, Linda did. Father, I ask that this group would sacrifice whatever I need to sacrifice and pray daily. Pray daily for Andre. Pray daily for Fritz. Father, we repent of selfishness, of our own comforts. Somebody hurt me this morning. But Father, Andre's issue, it just shocked me. Because the war is on. Lord Jesus, I'm not going to accept the statement there's collateral damage, even though it's God's will. But Father, I know I'm going to spend eternity. I haven't seen my children in 10 years. But I know Satan, you are just a lying scumbag. And I have eternity, and I keep forgetting about eternity. Andre's going to be in eternities, and Satan, you might have won a little skirmish here. But Andre chose to love, chose to keep those children intact, chose not to condemn her, not to say bad things about her. He actually humbled himself and said, it's me. And God's saying, it isn't you, it's the Jesus in you. It's the satanic forces. Right now we bind what? Powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. And what's the other one? Some wickedness in high places. It's all out attack against the light of Jesus Christ in your life, and MC's life, and Richard's life, and my life. And I today said, Phil, you ask forgiveness for being such an ego hog. You ask forgiveness and get on the right side of Jesus. And war, in Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, I ask that you give Andre more and more songs to lighten his heart. That he, when he feels remorse, he says, no, I'm going to put the oil, right, for mourning. The oil of joy, and that's why the songs were written. This Jewish thing, man, that's a tough one. But Jesus is Lord. Yes. I thank you for MC Elsie. I thank you for him because somebody said something, I said, he's a solid rock. And he's a pillar in the community. And he helps and he feeds and he gives. You don't think it's easy. But out here. And I do this all the time. Because I don't think we pray enough for Richard and little Richard and all this. Yes. Raise your hand if you're without sin. Raise your hand if you don't have skin on you. It came from Adam because he listened. I just read it yesterday. He said, because you listen to your wife. Well, let's just not have a wife. Well, I don't have a wife, but I still sin. Isn't that funny? Ha, ha, ha. So, Father, I thank you for the acceptance that this group has given me when I was out there, emotionally not here. But, Father, I thank you, and I think that we should even lift up Sam, that he does not, whatever it is, do not fall away from this breakfast thing, because he's the head. And we thank you, we need him here. And Jesus, right now, if anybody else has a need, lonely, man, you don't think that gets you. Alan, whatever it is, Lord Jesus, help him have boldness to say, no, we're turning, Jesus is here, and pray in Jesus' name. Do you have something else?
Amen.
The thing that we always hear him say is, you know, well, if it's God's will,
no.
But God's will is that we all have a free will choice. Right. And he is willing to take that choice and let you learn from it.
Yes.
Life is not easy. I always tell people, the road to heaven is full of potholes and bumps, but the landing is nice and soft. Amen. But in the process, we're going through it, and we're in his image. And that's why Satan comes after us, because he hates anything that looks like God.
But Andre, you know, and I know, and everybody here at this table know that we serve a good God. And he only wants our best. And he forgives our sins. And he says, get up, put your tie on, and act like a human being again. And God is trying to say that he's right, he allows U-turns. And
yeah, yeah. You've got to make a 180 to repent. You've got to make that 180 and go back and look at
you. You've got to Uber back the other direction, brother.
That's right. You're going down the road, the wrong direction.
You're all carried away and emotional.
But it's true. And, you know, all we can do, like in Andre's case, is we pray that his wife's eyes will be open. And that healing will happen. And that Satan will get his hands up, because Satan's only playground is right here. He's in your head. It's between your ears.
That's why.
And when you can overcome it, yes, that's why you get headaches. When you overcome it, and you turn around and you say, Lord, I goofed up because I know Tyler. We all do. You all do. But that's why I'm here. And he forgives us.
What is your wife's name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. And I make a thing to pray to pray for her.
See, I just, you know, if I was the perfect husband, you know, it would be wonderful. But, you know, what do you do when you're not the perfect wife or the perfect husband? So what do? You have to believe God beyond yourself, no matter what.
Right.
And so, if I ever get a chance to read the letter that I was given, dear Andre, and you'll see that, you know, something has been going on. We're married 35 years, you know, and she says that I've been doing this for 35 years.
You can't remember 35 seconds, hardly 45 years. What do you do with all that detail?
So I'm going to go forward. I'm going to...